Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Back to Chicago.
To Chicago.
Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
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 Shy City. Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done. Hi, Gary. You're on WGN Radio. How are you, sir?
Couldn't be better. Just finishing shopping.
How was that? Was it just a freak out? Was the store packed?
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. I was pleasantly surprised. And most people were masked up, which was good, and observing the distances, so it was fine.
A lot of stores were jammed over the weekend. Folks getting nervous all over again. All right, I got five questions for you. Let's see if you can get them all right. I want you to, in order, give me the three tallest buildings in Chicago. We're including the antenna and the mast on top. What's number one?
The number one building would be the Willis Tower.
Willis Tower, also known as the Sears Tower, is correct. What's number two?
Tough. I'll go with the Hancock.
Got those tall antennas. That's number two is correct. What's number three?
Wow. Well, I'm torn between two.
Yep.
I'll go with the Trump Tower.
That's what I have, and that's wrong.
That's what I was going to guess, too.
Yeah, well, Wikipedia says it's Trump, but everybody called in and said, no, now it's the Aqua Building, the one just east of us. Now, they don't have real tall spires on there yet. I think
you mean Vista Tower?
Vista Tower, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And it's just beautiful, but I don't know if maybe that doesn't count yet because it's not finished. And I don't see
that. Sounds good.
I don't see this. Okay, so you're correct. All right. Speaking of tall buildings, 7 of the next 10 tallest buildings in the world, 7 of the next 10 tallest buildings in the world are being built in what country?
I would say Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is not right.
Okay.
take another guess. Lapka, you want to chime in here?
I was going to guess maybe China or Japan.
China's correct. It's China.
China.
7 of the next 10.
Wow.
And I mean, they're all like John Hancock and then some. They're just enormous what's going on in China. How about this? Chicagoland has 167 of these, the most of any metropolitan area in the nation. One opened last year in Englewood. We are the nation's leader for these businesses. What kind of businesses am I talking about? We have 167 different ones in Chicago.
Different ones?
Yeah, they're all different. They're all in the same category, but it's not like chains of one store, for instance.
Right, right.
It's not Starbucks. It's not McDonald's.
Pizza places.
Pizza places. Oh, that would be a good guess. I'll bet we have more than that. That's not it. Lapka, you got a guess on this?
No, I'm stumped.
The correct answer is breweries. We have 167 different breweries. How about that? I'm trying to think of, and I have not been to all 167. Chicago is known for a lot of famous foods. Speaking of foods and beverages, one dates back to the 1893 World's Fair, the Columbian Exposition. This popular dessert was introduced to America at the World's Fair. What was it?
Let's go with ice cream.
Ice cream is not right. Lapka, you got a shot at this.
I was thinking funnel cake, but I don't think that's right either.
Correct answer is brownies. Brownies came into the world at the World's Fair. How about them apples?
Huh.
You know, Chicago is known as the second city. Actually, we're the third most populous city. What's number one?
New York.
What's number two?
L.A.
Correct. So Chicago's three. Here's where it gets tricky. What's number four? And by the way, it's about to overtake us as number three. We're going to get demoted here. What's number four?
I'm thinking Houston.
Houston is 100% correct. You are so good at this game, Gary. It's amazing.
Just lucky so far.
Yeah, you're done, sir. I'm going to let you go. So that's it.
All right.
You win the Mega Pros hoodie. Producer Elif will get your name, address, and shoe size. We'll make sure you get the black or the red hoodie of your choice, okay?
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
Where are you calling? So you're in Tinley Park, right?
Tinley Park, yes, sir.
And did you say you did some shopping over the weekend?
I did some shopping today. I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot.
How was it? Was it okay in there?
Yeah, you know, all in all, it was fine. No complaints, and I got what I needed. I'm Lithuanian, and I'm making some things called bacon buns. And actually, at the store I went into, they had bacon on sale, so it worked out well.
I'm guessing a bacon bun is a bun with some bacon inside?
Bacon and onions, I'll tell you. It's a great delicacy.
Oh, man. I had a quiche over the weekend from a shop on Ashland called, it's on North. It's near North and Ashland. This bakery is called Bake. Simple enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, is the food there good. But and you made me think of it because it had, like, cheese and bacon or ham and some eggs. It was just fantastic. What's your secret recipe? What's the key to your onion thing there?
Well, the dough, really, you have to make the dough. You have to let it rise for about an hour and a half, and then you have to properly roll it out. And mostly, most people use a rolling pin, the modern people, but my mother and grandmother actually both showed me that the way to do it is to use the palm of your hand. And if you pound it out with the palm of your hand and load it up with the bacon and onion mixture, that's what makes them. And, you know, you can buy them at Lithuanian stores. And they're not the same. The homemade ones are just outstanding. And I make them for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And of course, this year we're going to be delivering them to our kids instead of having everybody over. But they're looking forward to it, I'm sure.
I've heard that what some people are doing is they're saying, okay, you do the Lithuanian biscuits, I'll do the stuffing, you do the green beans, and then they all deliver it to one central house. And then they sort of hand off great big, I don't know, smaller dishes of each. I don't know. They somehow have a distribution scheme. And then they all go home with their Thanksgiving dinners, and then they get on the phone or the Zoom,
sure,
and they have it that way.
We're thinking about something similar to that, although my wife and I are, I think, cooking everything, and we're going to be dropping it off at the three kids' houses and then doing a little Zoom. So we'll see.
Yeah, I got it.
Should be fun.
Well done, Gary. Hold on. Talk to Producer Elif, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.